that? Donna, turn down your music. There are people trying to sleep here. Donna Barkley, turn the music down. Ow. What in the world? Whoa! What is this?
That was really close, Lieutenant.
Yeah. Looks like the Nazis have been doing a little target practice.
Nazis?
Whoa!
Steady, man. Hold your course. Adjusting altitude to 30,000 feet.
Altitude? Nazis? This is an airplane! A World War II bomber! Whoa!
Oh. Lieutenant Nagel, shouldn't the captain be up here?
Easy, Airman. The skipper's on his way forward. He'll see us clear.
Oh! I don't mean to doubt you, sir, but are you sure?
Take my word for it, son. In the air, you don't have to worry about anything when Jimmy Barkley's in command.
Command? Oh, boy.
Jimmy Barkley has had lots of adventures while he's lived in Odyssey, but never like the one he's in the middle of right now. What makes it so special? Stay tuned and you'll see. And now, Jimmy's special adventure in Odyssey.
This is too weird. Too weird! How could I be the captain of a World War II bomber plane? This has got to be a dream. Whoa! Sure feels real.
We're taking a hit in the number two engine, sir.
I see it, Airman. Compensating. She's stabilized.
Where's Barkley?
Oh, boy. Somebody call my name?
Oh, Captain, thank God you're here.
Hiya, Skipper. Have a nice rest?
Well, to tell you the truth, no.
Number two took a hit, Captain.
Yeah, the power levels dropped some, but she's stabilized now. I don't think it's too serious. I'm holding her on course. Altitude 30,000. Out of the range of their gunners. You want to take her?
Take her?
Yeah. You know, fly the plane.
No. That's okay. You're doing just fine.
Are you all right, Skipper?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Well, you're acting like you've never seen the board before.
Never seen the board before. That's a good one. Wait a minute. I have seen this board before. This is a Boeing B-17G, the Flying Fortress. I really do know this.
Well, I should hope so. You practically wrote the book on it.
Book? That's it! That's how I know this! It was in a book Mr. Whitaker gave me. Mr. Whitaker! That's what this is! I'm in the Imagination Station.
The what?
Huh? Oh, never mind. You don't have to understand. Just so I do. What a relief.
If you say so, sir.
I think I will take over now, Lieutenant.
Okay, Skipper. She's all yours.
Airman, you have a chart of our position?
Yes, sir. We're right here, bearing 335, the coastal route.
Coastal.
Yes, sir. We should be there in about 6 hours.
Seems awfully long. Change course, heading 118.
Sir?
You sure you want to do that, Skipper?
Hey, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
Yeah, but that straight line takes us right over Grimstad sector.
So?
He has the highest kill rate in the Third Reich, sir.
He's right, Skipper. The life expectancy of a bomber entering that butcher's territory is about 20 seconds.
You just said we were out of range.
We are. But I don't know how long we can keep it up. We have one engine running at 50%. That puts a lot of strain on the others. They're already too hot.
All the more reason to get home as quickly as possible. Change course. Come to heading 118.
Aye, sir. Heading 118. My heading is 118, sir.
Now entering the Grimstad sector, sir.
Something on your mind, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir, Skipper, there is. I think you're taking an awful and very unnecessary risk doing this. Especially considering how Grimstad feels about you.
How he feels?
You don't have to pretend I don't know, sir. For him, this war is personal. He sees only one enemy. You.
Yeah. Well, I feel the same way about Grimstad. What's that?
Number two engine just quit, sir. Initiating restart.
Engine 1, 3, and 4 entering red zone.
It's no good. She won't kick in this high.
We're losing altitude!
Grimstad.
Very long?
It never does.
Captain, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna hold our course until we can get low enough to start up that engine again.
But sir!
Whoa!
That hit something!
Yeah, he's blown away the starboard wingtip. Number four engine is losing pressure.
We're going down!
Oh, no. No, we're not. We can pull out of this. Skipper, grab your wheel. Captain Barclay!
Yeah, I got it, Lieutenant.
All right. Steady now. Slowly, slowly. Ease her back up. Slowly.
It's working! We're pulling up! Now try the engine!
Come on, baby. Start for me. Start! Number two engine restarted.
Yes.
Number four stabilizing.
That was incredible.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Lieutenant.
That's what I'm here for.
Hey, the shelling stopped. Captain, I don't know how, but we're receiving surface-to-air communications.
On the speaker, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Barclay. Captain Barclay.
It's Grimstad.
Open the channel.
Open, sir.
This is Barclay, Grimstad.
Ah, congratulations, Herr Captain. A remarkable exhibition of airmanship, I must say.
Not at all, Grimstad. Your Nazi gunners simply aren't as good as you think.
Don't be foolish. That was merely a sample of what I can do. I can blow you out of the sky at any time I choose. We both know that.
I know you're wasting my time, Grimstad. What do you want?
Coyness does not become you, Barclay. You know what I want. Give it to me or I will destroy your plane.
What makes you think we won't get through?
Your craft is badly damaged. It may not make it through as it is. Even now my guns are trained on you. The advantage is mine, Barclay. Bail out now.
Don't do it, Skipper.
Will you guarantee safe passage for my crew, Grimstad?
But of course.
All right. It's a deal. Barclay out. Take the controls, Airman.
Yes, sir.
You're going to take his word for it?
It's me he wants. You said it yourself. Where's my parachute? There. Once I'm clear, you should be able to make it through.
But you don't stand a chance with him.
And you don't stand a chance if I stay. Besides, I want to see what comes next.
What?
Never mind. Stand clear. I'm opening the door.
Skipper, please don't do this.
No arguments. Keep straight on these barriers.
Jimmy, wait! There's something you need to know!
Jimmy?
Mr. Whitaker, this is a great adventure!
Jimmy! Come on, Jimmy! Come on!
Come on where, Mr. Whitaker? For a haystack.
It's just like you to play around when you're in so much danger, O-14.
Nagel! What'd you call me?
Agent O-14. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, O-14, sure.
Now, will you stop kidding around and lose the parachute? We gotta get out of here.
All right. There, it's off.
Great, you get in the car.
Hey, this is a 1968 Lamborghini. I have a model of it at home.
Well, this is a real one, and hopefully it'll get you back to your model.
But I thought this was World War II.
That ended 20 years ago. Now, will you get in? We've got to go.
Okay. This is getting weird.
There's been a snag, 14. We no longer have possession of the letters of transit.
We don't?
No. Communications leak. Our embassy man was supposed to shuttle the papers to Agent 64. When he arrived at the rendezvous, one of Grimkoff's men was waiting for him.
Grimkoff? Sounds familiar.
Both 64 and the embassy man are gone. It's too bad. Those papers would have made getting you home a whole lot easier. And you know how Grimkoff feels about you.
Yeah, I'm getting the idea. So, since we don't have the papers, what's the plan now?
We've got to smuggle you past Grimkoff's naval blockade and get you out to the ship.
Ship?
Yeah, a wonder.
Wonder?
Something wrong?
No. Wonder just sounds familiar, that's all.
In what way?
I don't know, I... Whoa! Grimkoff?
Grimkoff. Don't worry, the glass is bulletproof.
That's nice to know.
So much for discretion. We've got to get to the pier.
There it is, up ahead. Whoa! Look out for that tree!
I can't hold it, hang on! Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now I have you, Barclay. After them you go.
Come on, we gotta get out of here.
Right behind you.
You can't escape me, Barclay.
He's gained.
This way. There's a clearing up ahead.
You can run, Barclay, but you can't get away.
Keep moving.
I am. This is crazy. Doesn't he ever give up?
No, and we can't either.
Uh-oh. Oh, great. We're on a cliff.
You're mine, Barclay. All mine.
Nagel, we're trapped.
What will Jimmy and Nagel do? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
I'm coming for you, Barclay.
All right, Nagel. You led us here. Now what do we do?
The only thing we can do.
And that is?
Jump.
What? Are you nuts?
Barclay.
Would you rather face him? Come on.
Oh, here we go again. Geronimo!
Jimmy, grab onto this driftwood.
Got it. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of this adventure. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm falling. How many more times do I have to fall, huh? Nagel? Nagel? Nagel, where are you? Oh, boy. Okay, Mr. Whitaker. I think I've had enough. You can take me out now. Mr. Whitaker? Mr. Whit? What in the world? It's a ship! An old ship with sails and everything! This is unbelievable!
Ahoy there! You on the driftwood?
Mr. Whitaker?
No, sir. It's me.
Nagel?
Yes, sir. Don't worry, sir. We'll be there directly. Don't worry. You're safe now, Admiral Barclay.
Admiral? Oh, boy.
Welcome aboard the HMS Wonder, Admiral Barclay.
The Wonder, huh? Well, thanks a lot. What should I call you this time?
I'm your yeoman, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeoman Nagel?
Yes, sir.
Right.
You really should get out of those wet clothes, sir. You wouldn't want to pull into port with a cold.
Oh, no, of course not. Just what port are we pulling into, by the way?
Why, home, sir. We're taking you home.
I should have guessed.
It was fortunate that we picked you up when we did. Especially since the dread pirate Grimbeard has been spotted in this area.
Grimbeard. I was wondering when he was going to show up.
Well, I should think you'd hope he doesn't show up, sir. You know how he feels about you.
Yeah, we're enemies. Just like we were in World War II and in 1968. Okay, that's it. Did you hear, Mr. Whitaker? I've had enough.
Admiral.
I mean, once is great, but this is the third adventure in a row with the same characters.
Admiral, please.
Will you cut it out? Come on, Mr. Whitaker. This is getting boring. I really want to come out. Now, Mr. Whitaker.
He can't get you out, Jimmy.
What?
Mr. Whitaker can't get you out of this adventure.
What are you talking about?
Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy! 14 degrees off the port
bow! It's Grimbeard. We have to get ready.
Wait a minute. You can't tell me something like that and then just walk away. What do you mean Mr. Whitaker can't get me out of here?
Battle stations! Get to battle stations! Look, Jimmy, I know this is hard for you, but you're gonna have to wait. Right now, it's more important that I protect you from Grimbeard.
Why?
I can't tell you that now. Jimmy, you're gonna have to trust me. You will know everything in time, okay?
Well, at least let me help you.
Your orders, Admiral.
Make ready the guns! Form a line of battle!
Make ready the guns! Form line of battle!
Guns ready, sir!
Fire at will!
Fire! Make sabers ready! You'd better get below, Admiral.
No, I want to fight.
I can't let you.
Here they come!
We can't hold them, Admiral. Get below, now!
What good will that do? I'll just be trapped down there.
No, you won't. has an escape. Just keep going down.
Bobby, hey. Bobby, Admiral Barkley.
It's Quimbeard.
Barkley, are you ready for a take the cold steel, mighty?
Go, Jimmy, before it comes on board.
But you said you'd tell me.
In time, Jimmy. You will know everything in time. Go through that door.
Oh, all right. Down, down, keep going down. Looks like I'm falling again. This is too weird. No more battle. That one's over. So what's next? Whatever it is, it sounds electronic. Hey, this is...
The Star Cruiser Wonder.
Nagel!
Welcome aboard, Commander Barkley.
Wonder again, huh? You gonna tell me what this is all about?
Let's get to where we're going first.
And where's that? No, don't tell me. Sector 001, right? Home?
You better strap yourself in. Computer, engage star drive, factor one.
Star drive engaged. On course for sector 001.
Sensors on maximum. Deflectors on.
Acknowledged. Deflectors on. Warning sensors on maximum alert.
Expecting a battle?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Oh, what's my enemy's name this time? Grimulan?
No, just Grim. And after the last three defeats, he wants you more than ever.
Why? Why does he want me?
Jimmy...
If you can't tell me that, at least tell me why Mr. Whittaker can't get me out of here. I mean, he invented the Imagination Station.
You're not in the Imagination Station, Jimmy.
Red alert. Red alert. Enemy vessel bearing 118 Mark 4.
Screen on. Grim. Evasive action.
Damage report. Star drive out. Shields will not hold against another proton salvo.
Great! What do we do now?
Receiving communication from enemy ship.
Open a channel.
Why do you persist in this folly? Your energy is non-existent.
It's not over yet, Grim.
You have no hope for escape. It is useless to resist. The game is over. You are mine, Barkley. Surrender and face your destiny.
Channel off.
You know, I'm feeling really tired. Maybe he's right.
No, you can't give up.
Enemy vessel approaching at battle speed. We cannot survive a direct hit.
Compute strike course of enemy vessel. Arm neutron phasers.
What are you doing?
We're gonna make him think we're helpless. As he makes his closest pass, we'll fire a full spread of neutron phasers, point blank, and then hightail it out of here.
Program complete.
Stand by. Come on. Come on. Closer. Closer. Now, fire phasers and engage hyperdrive.
Target destroyed.
Yeah! You did it!
No, we did it. Now, come on. Let's get you home.
Docking maneuver complete. Shutting down engines.
Here we are, Jimmy.
Yeah, I guess this is where I get some answers, huh?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they're right behind that door.
Well, great, Ow!
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just got a headache all of a sudden.
Believe it or not, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better go. Ugh. Hey, what gives? Why won't the door open?
Because there's something you have to do first.
What?
Remember. Think back, Jimmy. Back to before you were on the plane. The Flying Fortress. What were you doing?
I was playing, I think.
That's right. Where were you playing, Jimmy?
In the woods.
Yes. Where in the woods?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do. You were in a very special place. It has the same name as the Star Cruiser. And the battleship.
Wonder.
Where were you, Jimmy?
Wonder World!
That's right, Jimmy. You were in the Wonder World treehouse. Now, this is very important. What happened there, Jimmy? What happened at Wonder World?
was playing it. And, oh, I moved back in. And the wall gave way. Oh, and I fell. I fell. Oh, I fell.
It's all
oh,
right.
My head.
It's all right, I Jimmy. Fell. It's okay. It's okay, I'm here. Yes, you fell, Jimmy. And you hit your head very hard. That's why it hurts so much. You've been unconscious for 3 days, Jimmy. A coma.
A coma?
Yes, it's been touch and go. That's why Grimm has been chasing you. And why he wanted to take you with him.
Oh, I don't get it.
Jimmy, have you ever heard of the Grim Reaper?
The Grim Reaper?
Yes.
You mean death?
That's him. But you never needed to worry. You have something greater and more powerful than he is. Faith in Jesus Christ.
Wow. But if Grimm is death, then what are you?
I was sent to help you. To make sure that Grimm didn't succeed this time.
Sent? By who?
Who do you think?
Wow.
You see, Jimmy, it's not your time yet. God still has plans for you. And that means, for now, you stay. Understand?
Yeah, but...
But what?
Well, couldn't you stay too?
Don't worry, Jimmy. I'll be around. Listen. The door will open now. You better get back. Everyone's waiting for you.
Jimmy?
Dad? That's my dad, Mr. Nagel. Mr. Nagel?
Go through the door, Jimmy.
But Mr. Nagel?
They're waiting.
Jimmy?
Dad! Dad! Dad?
I'm here, son. I'm right here. Would you go out and get Mary and the doctor, please? They're right out in the hall.
Of course. Thank you, Jesus.
How do you feel, son?
My head hurts.
Well, that's understandable. You just lie quietly now, all right?
Okay. But, Dad?
Yes, son?
When I get better, have I got a story to tell you?
In Matthew 18, verse 10, Jesus told his disciples, "Don't look down on any child, for their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father." Whether what Jimmy went through was a dream or real, I think he understands this verse just a little better now. And I don't think he'll ever forget Mr. Nagel. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.